Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on peace, harmony, and flow from a frequency perspective. We'll be looking at peace, harmony, and flow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And our intention is that everything flows perfectly to give you harmony in relationships and peace in your self. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. This Sunday, actually a week from Sunday, April 2nd, we've got an open house from 1 to 6. We'll be going through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also doing a lot of meditations with voice and crystal bowls and all types of things. We'll be putting people on sound tables and sound lounges all day. So, and you can play in the store, and it's an amazing time. Even if you're not interested in classes, come on over and bliss out with sound. Also, we've got the Sound Healing Retreat in Mount Shasta coming up on July 15th and 16th and 17th. It's at Stewart Springs in Mount Shasta, which has some amazing hot baths and mineral water. And then we're going to go up on the mountain on the last day. It's a beautiful place. It's right on a river, and we just relish in the sound of nature there and do a lot of meditations. We're going to have a crystal bowl concert and gong concert on Saturday night. Lisa Lippincott's bringing up her 260-inch gongs, which are huge. Oh my God, it's like unbelievable. So that is $168 right now, lodging's extra. You can find that online if you go to soundhealingcenter.com/shasta.html. But if you just go to any page in the school, you can find it. We also have the summer intensive coming up in June 14th to June 25th. And that's half of the certificate program. And it's 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night every day. We've not killed anybody off yet. It's very immersive. You go in the zone and you don't come out. So it's very, very profoundly life-changing. The second half of the certificate program is in August, August 6th to the 16th. Although you can also do the second half online, because the first half of the certificate program are the classes that are best done at the Institute. So the lectures are very much the same online, so you could do that online if you weren't able to make it back in August to complete the certificate program. That you can also stay at the Institute for $200 for the 10 days in June and another $200 in August. There's no beds or showers, but there's YMCAs and gyms nearby, so you can take a shower. And it's a beautiful space, so that's a good way to save money if you want to just bring a sleeping bag. And so that's the certificate program over the summer with the two summer intensives. The next 3.5 month program starts September 5th, if you want to do 3 nights a week and then spread it out. And if you pay in full by April 1st for any of these classes, you get a big discount. They are also the first semester of the degree program. The certificate program goes right into the degree program if you want to continue, which is 4 semesters. And there we get more into research and different modes of consciousness. We have classes on acupuncture for tuning forks. We've got a full range of how to assess people psychologically for different issues. We also have people come up with different treatments for different types of issues like PTSD and autism and pain and such. So you can continue into the degree program after the certificate. If you were to pay in full, you get a big discount for the degree program by April 1st as well. You can save like $2,000. So those are the sound healing classes. We also have our audio recording classes. We've got the certificate program in audio recording. The intensive version is July 3rd to August 2nd, and it's 4 to 5 days a week. And we've got three recording studios, so you get to practice and with labs, and it's about how to record, mix, and produce music from a psychoacoustic perspective, which means we're doing things that affect people really, teaching you how to do things that affect people really deeply. You also learn how to record some music as well. And it's really very cool. Also, if you know how to do audio recording, also, you can just take the classes that will take you to the next level. So again, that's July 3rd to August 2nd. If you pay in full by April 1st, you get a $400 discount on those classes. The full 3.5 month version starts September 6th if you wanted to do it over a long term. And then we also have things happening at the therapy center. We can find your soul note. We can find what frequencies are missing in your system. We can do tuning fork treatments. We can do massage on the sound table. Full range of treatments in the therapy center. A lot of those can be done online as well. And you can find that at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have the store happening. We've got a huge number of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. We have the sound tables and sound lounges. We also have the crystal harp. We've got about 100 different instruments at the store, and you can find that online at soundoflove.com. Probably the best thing, though, is the sound tables and the sound lounges. They're really effective for anything muscular or neurological. It's also really good for Parkinson's, for fibromyalgia, especially good for anxiety. It's 10 minutes on the sound lounge, and anything emotional and physical is just wiped out. It's really quite amazing how powerful it is, especially with the music we have. We have music, I have over 100 CDs for all different types of issues. We also have the Cyma CDs, which are for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, circulatory, endocrine glands, all different types of things, including depression as well. And those you put right on the body instead of listening. So you can also find those in our store at soundoflove.com. So we just got back from the Montessori conference in San Diego. We got a major grant last year to take our sound healing curriculum, which is actually sound healing, music theory, and geometry, into two Montessori schools here in the Bay Area. And so we've already implemented a couple of hundred exercises. We have about 1,400 exercises that we've developed. And we've been researching all of the information and science on childhood development. We're actually implementing the exercises into the school starting at 3 months old, all the way up to 18 years. So there's like five or six different levels. We got the babies from 3 months to 18 months. We got 18 months to 3 years, 3 to 6, 6 to 12, and 12 to 18. And we're doing a curriculum for every age level with sound, music, and geometry. It's a major project, and then when we're done and we get feedback on how it's working, which we've already done a lot of videotaping with the children already. But once we get feedback, we're going to refine it, and then we're going to set up an association to bring this curriculum into public and private schools around the world. And it was really quite amazing being at the Montessori conference, huge Montessori conference, people from all over the world. There was like 30 booths there. And it was really amazing to see that there's not much going on with sound, music, and geometry. And I just really just got so excited as to how this is going to change the children. And it's really all about bringing in peace, harmony, and flow. That's really the whole deal when it gets down to it. And it's peace, harmony, and flow at the physical level, the mental level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level. And it's really about bringing that peace, harmony, and flow in at those four levels to create more connection for the children to themselves, more connection to others in relationship, and more connection to the universe and to nature. So that's really the overall goal, more than anything. Peace, harmony, and flow manifest in sound and vibration very specifically. Very specifically. And let's talk about it. So first of all, when you look at it from the perspective of peace, I often think of peace as frequency. It's a coherent frequency. When I say coherent, that means a frequency that's humming as opposed to a frequency that is chaotic. It's the difference between a frequency or state of being that is like stress. I've talked about this a lot in the shows here. It's like stress is really chaotic, or fear, or anxiety, or anger. Those are all chaotic vibrations. They are not peaceful. The coherent vibrations are more like the vowels, which are like om. And those are where the coherence is. That's where the peace is in that stability of vibration. Now, this peace manifests in different ways in us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, every cell and every part of the body, when it's healthy, is humming consistently instead of chaotically. You can even see it if you look at a blood that has been stressed. It actually has a asymmetrical pattern, whereas when you do sound, it actually becomes blood cells become very symmetrical, and that's the peace, is that in that symmetry. So you can see it in the geometry even. Every organ in the body, when it's healthy, is humming consistently with the instead of the and the more it does the the more it breaks down and then creates disease over a long period of time. It's kind of the buzz in the body that is the problem. So when we use sound, which can be any of the vowels or any crystal bowls or just about every instrument, creates consistency. It's a drone, a consistent tone, or a consistent rhythm with a drum that creates a consistency physically in the body. Emotionally, the consistency is also about stability. All these chaotic emotions that I was talking about of fear and anger and even frustration, they're all like, Whereas love and compassion and gratitude, Those are, if you make the sound of those are always a vowel, like compassion, or gratitude, or love, or joy. Right? They're always consistent tones. So the higher emotions are the consistent tones, and that's where the peace is. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. You can have silence and not be at peace, but when you have a tone, when you do any sound, and especially when it ends, it leaves you in that still point where you can hear the frequency humming in your head. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. So then we've got peace mentally. And that's really where the focus is, where you can focus, where you have a consistent vibration, where you can focus. It's also where creativity comes. It's also where you can go to sleep when you have that peace. Then there's peace spiritually. Spirit and source energy is the most consistent in the universe. When you're connected to source, you're completely still. Even when you connect to universal love, there's this profound stillness, and that's the peace. Then we have the whole realm of harmony. Harmony in music or sound is simply the relationship of two frequencies or two sounds. So there's different levels of harmony. There's more harmonious relationships, like a musical fifth, or more dissonant musical intervals, like the musical seventh. I think that's a minor sixth, actually. So you have a full range of relationships that can be described precisely by the musical interval that is going on between the two frequencies or the two sounds. It's interesting because we don't necessarily need harmony. There's more peace in that. But when we can just look at the musical intervals as it is and not judge it, then we can see how it works. Often, musical intervals that are more dissonant are good for creating movement, for creating change. And so they can catapult us into our highest potential. So dissonance is not necessarily a bad thing. Also, when you have two musical intervals that are very close to each other, like a minor second or a second, which is like, they create binaural beats in different brainwave states. So they'll actually create a wah 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 or wah 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 when you play them together. And those binaural beats can bring and train your brain into very beautiful, stable brainwave states. Like wah 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 is delta that will help you go to sleep. So, like a faster one of wah 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 is theta, and that's when you're in the zone in a very creative state. Wah 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 is alpha, and that's presence, which is an ideal state for learning. So musical intervals can actually catapult you using binaural beats into different brainwave states. So what we often think of dissonance is actually a beautiful way of obtaining a brainwave state. which is really interesting. Or if two notes are just off pitch, then you create a whole nother dissonance, which is really also a brainwave state as well. So it's all about not only harmony or not in relationships, it's also about harmony. If you look at harmony, you can look at harmony from the four different levels. Physically, harmony in the body is when the organs are at frequencies and musical intervals that are in harmony. We do know that let me put it this way. The only thing we know for sure is in the body is that it is in harmony, complete harmony. There isn't much dissonance in the body, or we'd be dead, right? The body is in complete harmony. And what that means is all the relationships of the cells are in harmony. All the relationships of the organs are in harmony. All the rhythms in the body are in harmony. Even if we're sick or have a disease, you know, we've got 60 trillion cells. 70 trillion, that is. 60 trillion are probably still humming. Even if we got 10 trillion that are in disarray or not in harmony, we still have 60 trillion that are humming or we'd be dead. So there's immense harmony in the body. And then we can use that harmony to create more health in the body. There's harmony in emotions when it comes to the relationship of emotions. That's a huge area as to how we express emotions to each other and the harmony in that expression and how we communicate our feelings or communicate our needs. There's harmony that we work with there. There's also harmony in our thoughts, the relationship between thoughts and the relationship between different concepts and how we think about things. There's even harmony. I haven't thought about harmony spiritually very much, but it's the harmony of the whole universe and nature and us. Then we've got the whole realm of flow. Flow is all about smooth flow in alignment with nature and spirit. When you look at that physically, it's really about the flow of systems in the body, the flow of your electricity through your nervous system. If you don't have smooth flow, you're going to be shaky. The flow through your circulatory system. If you don't have smooth flow, you can have a heart attack. The flow through your digestive system. Oh my God, it's probably our biggest problem of all. If you don't have smooth flow there, all kinds of problems happen. It's probably our biggest issue with the food we eat. Right? So it's all about smooth flow physically through the body. But it's also about smooth flow emotionally, letting emotions flow so we don't have stuck emotions. So it's not like an emotion that's stuck often over an entire lifetime. So it's all about getting that smooth flow. So things are flowing emotionally, which creates the smooth flow physically. It's probably the number one thing of health is smooth flow in our emotions. Then there's smooth flow in our thoughts. You know, that's the whole thing of psychoanalysis, is really finding where the blockage is so you can create that flow again. So the biggest problem is when we get to a dead end where we have like a double bind, like the child that's being abused and has nowhere to go. So goes out of their body because there's a blockage and no flow. So it's all about getting that flow happening again. And it's a flow that ends at the home note where it fades out like a crystal bowl into that complete stillness. We also have smooth flow spiritually. The energy of universal love flowing through us gives us that peace and stillness. The energy of spirit and source flowing through us gives us that stillness and creates harmony in all relationships. It's all interrelated. Flow creates peace and harmony. Peace creates flow and harmony. Harmony creates peace and flow. So that's really the essence of it all. Imagine our children growing up doing sound through the whole realm, knowing how to deal with emotions, knowing how to create harmony in their body, knowing how to create harmony in nature and spirit, and flow and peace. So again, that's our intention, is that you may have peace, harmony, and flow at every level so that we can reconnect to ourself, that we can reconnect to others, and we can reconnect to the universe and nature in peace, harmony, and flow. I'm going to end with this song that's all about flow, bringing you to a place of peace, especially at the end, and harmony. And this song is actually about bringing universal love into your heart. It's called The Water of Life. And let's listen to this to end the show. Keep that energy for the rest of the week and the rest of the year. Just go for lifetimes. Peace, harmony, and flow for lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.